talk all about the wonderful body which we carry around with us, and gee, we can abuse it, we can use it, morning, Peter.
Good morning, David, and good morning to your listeners.
And we can use it or abuse it, can't we? And use it in the right way, and it's a wonderful machine.
Absolutely. You should stick to the path, you know, good food, clean living and all that sort of stuff. But it's very easy to get off the path, and it's a slippery slope, you know. You move a lot quicker going down. It's a lot easier to be on a slippery slope than to be on a healthy living. But it's so much more rewarding feeling healthy.
Oh, yeah. So really, it comes down to lifestyle, doesn't
it? Oh, it's 100% lifestyle and lifestyle choices. We've all got choices that we can, what we eat or how we move or different exercises. But it is absolutely lifestyle choices. And just for the tweak, you know, a lot of people, you know, find it hard. But if you just tweak a few certain things, it's amazing how the benefits you get from it.
Like?
Well, yeah. We always say the most important thing, the most important thing you can do is control your blood sugar levels. Now, it sounds complex, but it's really quite easy. And I've given this description before, but it's so interesting. When you're a kid, David, and you're running around, and you get tired, and you go and see your mum, and your mum says, hey, you look pretty tired, we're going to give you an apple, and then you eat the apple, what happens is the pancreas releases insulin, because the apples put sugar all through the body. So pancreas says, hey, we've got to get the sugar out of the blood. It releases insulin. It grabs the sugar, transports it to the muscles. The muscles are like, great, we're running around, we need the sugar, we're back in the game. The kid runs around, a bit like when you feed a kid lollies. They're going crazy.
He's burning it off. It's
perfect. Everything works perfectly. Yeah. Unfortunately, as we get older, you know, we might have a little lay in the morning, go to work. The first thing we might eat would be like a donut, poison, sugar. So the body thinks, okay, we've got this big hit of sugar, it's in our blood. What are we going to do? The pancreas goes, we're going to release insulin. The insulin is like, great, we've got this sugar that's in the blood we're going to take to the muscles. But the muscles are going, we're full.
Yeah.
You're not burning this off. We're going to resist you. So it goes to plan B, and the insulin says, that's okay, we're going to take you up to the liver. So it goes up to the liver, but the liver's already storing as much sugar as it can. It's overloaded. So the liver's going, no, we don't need you either. So now it's going to panic mode. And what happens then is the insulin will store it in the fat. Eventually the fat will resist it, and that's when you become insulin resistance. So when you're a kid and running around, it's perfect because the muscles need it, or if you're a sportsman, you've got sugar. But as we get older and we do less sort of activity, what happens is your body will become insulin resistance because your muscles aren't, you're not burning it off, you know, and your liver can't do it, and you'll be storing it as fat. It's very, very dangerous.
Isn't it a marvellous machine, the way the body says, we'll do it this way because that's the way it's done, and plan B,
oh, incredible.
Plan D. And once it's, that's when you start
again. Yeah, and once it's exhausted all avenues, and then you go into metabolic disease. Yeah. Yeah. But so just be wary of what you're eating. If you've done nothing all morning or you're lethargic, don't eat anything sugary. Mm. Alternatively, if you are playing sport or whatever, that gives you a window to put some sugar into the system and to feed the muscles.
Mm.
But if you are inactive, then keep your sugar levels. Be wary of the sugar levels that you're eating.
Yeah, what else can we do?
Next one is fasting. So
you mean not eating?
Yeah, it's
come on.
It's a fantastic. So we know fasting improves the functions of cells, genes, and your hormones. Also, it reduces blood sugar levels. Now, we just talked about how important it is to reduce blood sugar levels. Now, obviously, fasting, if you've got enough food in your body, it's not going to, the sugar won't be used. Mm. And hence, that'll stop type 2 diabetes. You know, when you fast, it increases endorphins, gives you a little bit of a high. It's a really good feeling. I remember Margaret Thatcher always said, keep yourself a little bit cold and a little bit hungry. Makes you alert. Yeah. When you eat too much food, you get tired, you know, but when you fast, you've got that energy level about you.
You do, you have a good dinner and you sit down and I can't be bothered.
You're tired.
Yeah.
When you're fasting, you've got that hunter element about you because you're hungry. You know, you're really alert because you want food.
But how long do you fast for? I mean, is it going to be a week or a...
We say 24 hours.
Okay.
That's a good one. Or another good way of doing it is time-delayed eating. So your first meal will be at 10 in the morning, the last meal will be at 6 at night, and then you fast all the way through. Right. And when you do that, it recalibrates your hunger demand signals. So, you know, we often think we're hungry if we haven't eaten for a couple of hours, but we're not.
Mm.
You know, we don't need the food. A lot of people, you know, mistake boredom for hunger. And if you train whilst you're fasted, your body turns catabolic. So that means the body will turn on itself for energy and fuel, which is good because the body won't eat its nice, healthy cells. It will eat its dead cells, its rogue cells, or the cells that aren't working properly, it'll eat them first.
Wow.
So those rogue cells are the ones that can turn cancerous. So if you put your body into a catabolic state, do a bit of training while having no food in your system, what it will do is it'll eat those rogue cells first.
And we talk of training, and you're a gymnasium man, and you're a fitness man, and you're a nutty athlete. But, I mean, exercise can be anything from walking down the street or mowing the lawn or doing the ironing is a bit of exercise. I mean, depending on your body.
Oh, absolutely. It? So another put we put out is incidental exercise. And, you know, being inactive is ranked just behind smoking as a cause of ill health. It's amazing, isn't it? Mm. So we know how detrimental to our health smoking is. Mm. But so is not being no exercising. And, you know, you've got to keep that motor burning and the fire burning. So it's more beneficial to do activity all day.
Mm.
And we know, again, that controls blood sugar levels because you've got the sugar in your system, it's going to the muscles. If you're actually just doing any type of domestic duties, or you're walking on your phone, or you're taking the stairs, any movement, the body's going to use up those sugar levels. So it's going to control your blood sugar levels.
I think the house is going to be beautifully clean, isn't it? Because you're going to vacuum it once a day.
Yes, and if you've had some type of sugar, you've got to think, I've got to use that sugar up, because I don't want to store this fat. So keep moving. Incidental exercise. You don't have to go to the gym. Yeah. Just keep your body moving, and it will control it.
Yeah. So we fast for 24 hours, which is great.
I think it's great if you can fast for 24 hours. Yeah. It will reset your hunger modes. It's good for all your hormones. Mm. Once you've done that, a good habit to get into is the time-delayed eating, like we said before. Mm. So you only eat in the 8-hour window. You're fasting for 16 hours. So with that, I think it's something like 12 hours, and it will take all the blood sugars out, and then it will tap straight into your fats. Very healthy, yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, okay. So
and it's quite easy to do.
You're asleep anyway.
That's right. So, I mean, if your last meal's at 6, the only hard bit is, I guess, you'll miss out on breakfast. That's the late bit. But if you can knock on 6, and then you're basically sleeping, and then you just battle through till 10 o'clock next day, you're away.
Have an apple at 10 o'clock next morning.
Have some poached eggs.
Hey, absolutely. I'll be in there. So that's the fasting.
Yeah, and then we've said this one before. It's also, you know, I said, I've read 3 different books from 3 different professors on 3 different types of diet, and they're all controversial to each other, but they're all getting excellent results. And, you know, one of them was a paleo diet, which is basically caveman, meat and veg. The other one was a plant-based diet, which is very popular now, and that is obviously vegetarian, vegan. And then the ketogenic diet, which is a very high-fat protein diet. Now, all the professors who are highly acclaimed again, these great results, but yet the diets are so controversial to each other. But the only thing they got in common is it's what they're not eating. So every
what
one
they're
of these,
not eating.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it makes sense that as long as you eat good, healthy food, clean, if it's vegetarian, a good meat, paleo diet, ketogenic diet, as long as you're not putting junk processed food in there, you'll get a good result. So even if we look at the Eskimos, you know, they fish, blubber for 3, 4, 5 months of the year, but they're healthy. They've got great teeth and they can store it. It's because they're actually eating a healthy food, healthy fats. They've got no processed food in their diet. So what they all have in common is not eating processed food. So that's how bad it is. So when you look at a diet, it's almost like, okay, as long as I'm eating healthy, that's enough. As long as a diet should really be saying cutting out the junk, the processed food. Mm. That is the detrimental to your health. So they're all getting good results from eating different types of clean food.
What do you call processed food? Because we get the raw veggies, we get raw meat and put it all together. But processed food?
Yeah, anything that's denatured the food, that's got a preservative in it, that makes it long-lasting. You could even say anything that's in the packet if you went to the supermarket. Mm. You know, anything that's not in its natural form from the ground.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So anything that's been altered in any way.
Supermarkets don't like you too much.
No, they hate us. So it's funny enough, when I was saying to you before, when I was looking through this list of, you know, how important blood sugar levels were and fasting and, you know, incidental exercise, and also it was what you don't eat, the processed food, that actually is a Mediterranean lifestyle.
Yes.
Because we know the Mediterranean people fast religiously. We know that they have incidental exercise all day. They're walking from village to village, just sweeping up. We know they don't eat processed food because they grow the food. And we know that is controlling the blood sugar levels. So just by going through this, we realize that the Mediterranean lifestyle, which the people live to over 100, you know, in the blue zone, incorporates all this type.
We'll all go and live around Lake Como. That would be lovely, wouldn't it? I
mean, back from there. That would be absolutely sensational.
I'll start my program over there, and you can come on once every week or two.
Either. We can laptop lifestyle, David. We can scrub. Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, this is why they're such a healthy race. And these are just little simple things that you can do to change your lifestyle. I said incidental exercise, just keep moving, you know, eat clean food, not keep off the processed food, control your blood sugar levels, which is all linked to these other ones. And if you can, just incorporate a little bit of fasting.
And when you talk about the Mediterranean diet, and you look at the people who live in the outer areas away from the cities, and that is so true, but you go to the city and these young yuppies who are living the lifestyle that we normally live in a city, they are being affected by it as well. But the people out in the country areas that are
Peasant food. You know, and it's funny with that, you know, you're talking about big cities with that, you know, the exercise, incidental exercise. When you go to a big city, everyone's thin because they're moving. You know, if you're in London or Rome, they've got to get their tube and they're all walking around. They're in the suits and their trainers in New York. But they're actually very thin people because they're incorporating incidental exercise throughout their day because they have to. They're in the big city.
Interesting. Someone rang me just after you left last time, vitamin D.
Yeah.
Yeah, vitamin D. It is important, isn't it?
Oh, super important. It's actually another vitamin. It's a hormone. And it's obviously you can get it from the sun, which we try to expose ourselves to the sun for 20-odd minutes a day. From oily fish. DHA, EPA. And it's, it's absolutely imperative for all the functioning of the body.
All the functioning
Of
the
body. Absolutely. It's probably one of the most important vitamins. The best way to get it is cod liver oil. You know, we talked about this last week about how they made the cod liver oil, and they get the liver's actually the cod. It's such a high grade of vitamin D, and they use it up in Norway because of, you know, lack of sun or what have you. If you can, cod liver oil, get out in the sun for at least 20-30 minutes a day.
The veggies provide something?
Not really.
No,
it's oily fish. Fish and spinach and that sort of stuff has got a little bit in it, but definitely oily fish and sunshine. Yeah.
Okay. So we sit in the sunshine eating our oily fish and a glass of a cup of cod liver oil.
A little bit of cod liver oil.
Oh, I wish it tasted better, but that's what I'm right. So you were saying that you were heading out tomorrow, the gymnasium's heading out. Where are you going?
So this is Freedom Adventure.
Another member of Trek.
Definitely. It's Freedom Adventure. We've got two buses this time and everyone's meeting at the gym at 7 o'clock. They get the coffee. We're heading down to Waipinga Cliffs. So we're walking from Waipinga Beach, really, to King's Beach. So it's a beautiful walk. I mean, it's world class and, you know, it's so dramatic, that walk. I think it's 11Ks. And then we end up on the beach and then they do like a meditation yoga. And then we do beach volleyball. Zena, obviously the volleyball star from the gym, will take them to some beach volleyball. And then after that, they do some water recovery. And then by 4 o'clock, we're back home.
So you stand the cold water and hoping the muscles...
Yes, that's right. Only up to your waist and doing a lot of the footballers do, you know, they hold the waist and they wear a windshield. But it'll be a lot of fun tomorrow. So that's the third one we've done and they're growing all the time. And it's good.
And the members are loving it.
They love it. Yeah, absolutely. And it's all age groups, funny enough. We've got, I think, from 25 to 65 tomorrow.
Wow.
And it's a good day out.
I'd like to think I fit in that age group.
When that leg gets better, David, we'll have you on board. Or you could drive the bus.
You want to get there. But that Waipinga Coast is the most dramatic and beautiful scenery you can find anywhere in the world.
Yeah, I've done a couple of reconnaissance trips just to mark it out over the last month, and I couldn't believe that. Absolutely, the beauty and dramatic beauty of it. It's quite overpowering.
Yeah.
And the fresh air is always good.
Just that would be good for the mind.
Totally. Absolutely.
Peter, thank you for joining us. It's been interesting. So we're back on the Mediterranean diet again. I don't think we're going to get away from this.
No, we're pushing it because there's so much misinformation out there about all these different diets you're going to get. And even, like I was saying before, with the professor saying, go on the ketogenic diet, go on the paleo diet. We'll stick to the Mediterranean diet.
Mm.
You can have a glass of wine.
Yep.
You know, a little bit of dark chocolate, but good peasant food.
Yeah. We'll do that as of now. Peter Dynan from Freedom Fitness on Flinders Street next to the German Club. And pop in there and talk to Peter or the very, very lovely trained staff who will tell you all about it. And have a little try. Can they do a free trial?
Of course. Yeah, we've had a couple actually come up last week, listen to the show and want to try it out. Yeah, definitely come up. We'll help out.
Good on you. Peter Dynan, Freedom Fitness. He'll be back in a couple of weeks here at 5.